You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, I don't feel so good tonight. I don't get colds very often, but this one got me down a little bit. So if you help me save my tonsils, you can call me and ask me what's the matter with me and let me cry on your shoulder. No, just joking. But not so funny is, well, it's a pleasure to watch Donald Trump last night with veterans. You know, I was doing a program just after the war. What's the war now? Which war it was? And so many different wars. Anyway, it was about 30 years ago, and when the war finished, Vietnam. There it is. Vietnam. And so about a year or so after it was finished, I was doing a talk show from my own radio station. We owned one, the foundation owned it. And that's what I did for an hour every night, and then one for Sunday. And what I discovered then is that several months, maybe a year after the It's a long time back. After the fact where they withdrew and they shouldn't, and a million people got murdered by the Vietnamese. I remember that much. But the number of men who had post-traumatic stress disorder and killed themselves at that moment was 150,000. And I think when I say only, I feel ashamed to say it, but I'm glad it's only because there'd be more. But at that time, the number was three times that lost their life in battle. And now you've got 22 a day. Would you do me a favor and go and see? Just take your computer, your little adding machine. I'm old-fashioned. And add up 22 a day for 1 year. Then multiply it for 8 years. See. And tell me the number you get. Could it be in the millions? Now, Donald Trump did something very interesting and very, very patriotic and very wise strategy. But I had a little tear in my eye because I know how to help those soldiers, and probably nearly all of them I could help so they wouldn't have to die. And you, everybody out there, all of you listening to me, you know I can help you. You've had post-traumatic stress disorder to varying degrees. There's various shades of emotions that lead to the one that kills yourself or the one that kill others with. There's also domestic violence, and I can cure that too. I know how to deal with it. Not that everybody knows how to do it, not that I can teach everybody, but it's very easy to understand. And the basis is, don't make real what people say to you if it's cruel. Don't make it real. If you make it real, it gets inside you. See? And this program is dedicated, you'll pardon my voice, but this program is dedicated to help saving the country. I don't get enough. I'm looking at the time. You got about 8 weeks before civil war or war of some kind. It's very close. Very close indeed. And all hell's going to break loose. I do recommend you putting money into groceries and things just in case, to make sure if you live in a big city, get out of it. That's the worst place you can be, in the civil wars is in a big city. Terrible. Especially if you're not allowed to have a gun. They just come and rape you and kill you. Yeah, your own people will do that to you. The ones that have been brainwashed in school and where you never stood up and stopped it. Anyway, that's my opening. We'll be right back. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I was talking about, you know, that you might not have a president, a new president. There'll be martial law. And you haven't seen the worst of your president yet. The worst is yet to come before the election. And so what troubles me, very troubled in itself, I'm all right, not emotional. I use the word trouble because it's how you think of it and it's an emotional understanding to you. I can see it and be troubled but not emotional. Otherwise I get, you know, you get sick. It gets to you, and you really need to get to whatever is troubling you, so you have to trouble the troubler, and we're going to talk about that tonight, if you like. It's 1-800-866-8883. Now, with respect to what I just said, I have on my screen my friend who helps and works with the foundation for many years. He puts things up on the screen that interest me, but this time he's put my Sunday morning conversation up because he edited it. And it will be up there Sunday, actually Saturday night at 12 noon, 12 midnight, beg your pardon. And the name of it is The Terrible Danger Before the Election. So having said that, with respect to that quote and the lecture itself, it's really a lecture. It has a light heart to it, don't worry. But you really need to watch it. I'm not able to go around yet to places to bring some dangers to the enemies of inside this country, the enemies of you. Especially the biggest enemy is your chief cook and bottle washer. It's your president. Don't you see? Don't you see he's a traitor? Yeah, I'm still an American. Are you an American? You wouldn't say that, would you? You wouldn't say it to your president, your friend next door, would you? Why? Well, you don't want to be called as a racist. I'm not a racist. Black Americans love me. Some hate. But I love them. Now, to me, love is not, don't hate. You're a hurter. And that's what I said a few minutes ago. So not to let don't make real the cruelties. I mean, maybe I'll try to say it better because my son, David, just gave me that word. And I haven't used it the way, I've copied it, but not used it the way he said. No, you have to overcome the overcomer, but in a not in a physical way. There may be some physicalness involved. You see, I'm not saying that there's no such thing that you can't love your, if you love your enemy, doesn't mean say you can wee wee all over you. Pardon the expression. But what is very important is your soul and your country and your family. And there's one thing on hypnotic. Here I go with my hypnotic stuff. But don't laugh, please. But there is a certain mesmerism, a certain, well, no, and but no, and I say it's certain because it is certain. It is certain that you're listening to me right now. And if you have any anxiety, have any fears, and then you say, well, doesn't everybody? That's an excuse. It's an excuse. So please, if you are sitting, listening to me right now, I want to warn you. If you let little things upset you, can you imagine what a big thing will do? It's too bad. And I'm going to tell you something right now about a war coming on. This is what you need to see. Just like Trump did a wonderful strategy. I'm not saying who you should vote for. I just say what he did was absolutely brilliant. It shows you that he's really thinking on his feet. He's as smart as he can be. And so, but what the president is, he's also smart, but upside down smart. He is not your friend. He's your traitor. The president of the United States is a traitor, and you know it. And you know it. You know it by what he does. You know it by what his friends are. You know it in a lot of ways. I warn you, he's not finished yet. He will most likely try to create civil war and intimidate you. That's it. And just watch. The fact that he gave the money back to Iran, let me get rid of all the religious facts and all the cleverness of it and how there's something there that needs to be said, but what is more important for you is what should be apparent to you, is that he's caused us to turn our allies to turn his back. He turns his back on the allies, and it makes their enemies friends of his enemies. And you can see that, especially Iran, who wants to kill all the Jews. See, it's like crazy, but there's a psychology why people want to bully. Now he's become a bigger bully because of the almost 8 years he has been in power. He has done that. He's rejected our friends, Israel. He's rejected England and France and Germany. All our friends are no longer American friends. And all his friends are Shiites, or what I like to say a different word from that, but it's not very good on the radio. Okay, it doesn't play well. So, So what he's done, he's made Iran, by giving that money back, $150 billion, by giving that money back, he's given them, he's cleaned their slate. He's made them part of the world. See, and so everybody wants to start trading with them. And he's running around with the Pope and the various heads of state in all the different countries and making deals. So it looks like they're coming around and not going to leave. They're going to leave Israel alone. But they're not. Because they are going to do that, and our allies doing business with them will help them to get richer. And with riches, they want power. Even though it's a person with a big ego, it's not money he wants. If he got the money, he wants something more. And he uses the money to get power. And then with power, he can have everything he wants. And so what this president have done is given Iran the power, and everybody then, and made him a friend when he's really the enemy. And if it was left alone, Israel could have taken them, and the Saudis could have taken them, and the Egyptians together could have taken him down. And it would be all over. No, he wants a war. I told you before, he wants a war. He will take your children. And if he declares war, he's not going to want to win it. He wants to see as many of us Americans die. And we have more veterans that he's not going to deal well with. Don't you see, wounded ones? And I almost cried. I just have to say this. 22 men and women kill themselves every day. You got to add up. Please, add it up. Please, add it up. And none of you, I can't hardly find any of you that turns around to a veteran or goes to wherever you have to go where they are treated and say, listen to the 7-minute meditation. That's all you have to do. You want to get better? It's free. That's all I'm going to say. Nice seeing you. But most of you haven't done that. You're afraid, oh, that Roy Masters, he's a devil. He's a cult leader. Yeah, that's what the media's done. And the media is also guilty as hell to have brought this about not too many conservatives know how to deal with what's going on. And the reason why, because they're cowards. They will never call the president traitor. He's not an American. He doesn't think American. He's a Marxist on one side of his brain, and a communist, no, and a Shiite on the other side of the brain. Don't you see that? No, you don't. Or you do, but if you do, you're afraid to be called a racist. I don't understand that. If that man was a white man, he'd be out of office a long time ago. Is that correct? You remember the story just a little while ago of that husband and wife that came in and killed 14 people. See? And they seemed like nice people, and the people next door saw odd things. And they got a glimpse into what he was doing, but they never said anything because they didn't want to be called a racist. See, that's a hypnotic state. That's also treachery. That's also treachery. The laws are getting worse. The advantages he's taking getting worse. And so you have to be prepared for the things to come because you have brought it on yourself. You see, during this period of time, of course it was beginning to happen before that because the communists or Marxists were in charge of the schools for the last 20, 30, 40 years. I've been screaming and yelling, and nobody ever takes notice. Nobody. Maybe a few. They think I'm a crackpot. I'll give them a crackpot if I can get hold of them. But while you're listening to this program, you might want to call me, 800-866-8883, because I will pick a subject in a minute. I haven't picked one yet, except to remind you this Sunday is a video of a discussion with about 30 or 40 people. The terrible danger before election, but I've already told you some of it. But I haven't finished all of it, so let me finish all of it. So I don't remember the name of the chief cook and bottle washer of Iran. I don't care about names. I don't have room in my brain for that scumbag. But all the other scumbags, you know, I'm talking about all the British, the Germans, the French, whoever we call, you know, them, our friends, they're doing business with Iran and making them legitimate. So you might think, well, now he's legitimate and they're civilized people. Everything's going to be all right, right? It's not. That's a strategy. I can tell you that people in Israel are really, really got post-traumatic stress disorder. I would have that if I was there. You know, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. I have a sort of skill that learns to deal with these things, which I shall teach you in a few minutes. But I'm going to give you the phone number, 800-866. This is a talk show, and I want to help you with a program. This is not philosophy. This is not, hold. 866-8883. I was trying to think of the next thing I was going to say.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, let me just finish my point. So now they've diplomized and made I don't know what word, if that's the correct word, but they've made Iran cool as a dignified, intelligent, civilized member of society. They go to the Pope, they went to everybody else, and they're all doing business with them just like bang. And you think Israel would be relieved, but they're not, because they know better. They know what your president is up to. They know what he's up to, and he's succeeded. Because they will turn on Israel and wipe them out. That's what they will do. Anyway, you can't get rid of the hate that's there. You can only be emboldened to do the very thing by what I just said. So our allies have emboldened him, you see. And Israel is in bigger danger. And then there's a bigger danger of war for the Israelis and the Saudis and the Egyptians. Iran's not friends of those either. They're banded together. See, the others, what I mentioned. And what's going to happen is Israel will have to drop nuclear bombs. They got plenty. They will be obliged to attack Iran, but because he is kosher, you see what I mean? Kosher. Meaning he is part of the system that work with each other. Like America is doing business with them, and England's doing business with them. So therefore, they're friends, they have agreements. And it looks like they now have civilized him. He is not civilized. He's going to take a shot at Israel. And Israel is only a little tiny country of 7 million people. New York is bigger. New York itself is bigger. And they have the 10th biggest army in the country. That's Israel's, in the world. Nearly everybody is in the army there, see. And they're living in nightmares there. And so what's going to happen is they will be forced to attack Iran. They'll be forced to. They know it's coming. They can see through it. And they know that's got to happen. But when it does, Israel finds itself fighting the Allies and America. Now, can you imagine your soldiers going to war against Israel and supporting Iran if it happens now, between here and now? Look at the opportunity he's got now. He's cleaned himself. It looks like he's okay again. He's one of us again. No, he's not. Anybody with any brains can see that. Now we go back. Do you recognize that your sons and daughters could be forced to fight Israel and Egypt and all the others I mentioned a few moments ago? Do you think they'll have a heart to want to fight our friends, the Saudis, the Egyptians? which are banded together to some degree. Do you see? They wouldn't have the moral. They wouldn't have the moral. They couldn't. And they wouldn't have the heart to do it. And they'd rather, many of them would rather die than kill their friends. That's the nature of our, that's the nature of our military. They love what's right. But how can they love what's right and obey the orders of your commander in chief, who may just go declare war, maybe 3 months from now, 2 months from now, but before he leaves office, he is going to create a big problem inside, and then everybody, all those friends he's gathered around by, you know, using your taxes to purchase, you know, votes from people on welfare, and creating more people on welfare, so he has a lot of money to share, and many voters to vote, who will vote for the opportunities and what it comes from, you know, not being a real man. A real man doesn't really want any help. He doesn't want anyone to give him a hand up. He feels demoralized. He's embarrassed if he has to take money because he can't find a job, etc., etc. You are in very terrible danger, my friends. Terrible danger. And it's almost like, when I saw last night everybody standing up and giving Donald Trump, but not just him, but the veterans that were on his stage. He was brilliant. He took away half of the audience of Fox. Serves them right. They became a liberal station. So you need to stay away from them, in my opinion. So, what do you think about what I said? And don't you see the dangers that the borders have been open for a long time? And I've been talking about that for years and years and years. And don't you see how they can, that we have reports, instead of men, women, and children, they have some of that, of course, but mostly strong young men with tattoos on their arms and legs, and just having shaven their face to some degree, so they don't look like who they really are across the border. And there's hundreds of thousands there. Not just what you're looking at is an occasional person who does shooting and kills people, you know. But what's really lying in wait and waiting for the signal are them. Hundreds of thousands. And this, of course, there's one more thing. You see that he'll open the prisons. He started to open the prisons with an excuse that there's no room. And those are the petty offenders. But when it comes to some really dangerous killers and murderers, who wouldn't be killers and murderers if they didn't come out of those schools and those homes and welfare this and welfare that. But never mind, they are, and I'm not sure I can fix them, or anyone can, if they are on death row or in, you know, locked up tight and violent. What happened if you open the doors? How much love he would have for the person, the president, who does it. It makes it worse. And you see the threat coming. And you understand what I'm saying. You have brought your country down. You didn't see what I tried to tell you. Yes, you didn't see. Oh, here I am. I was just drinking a glass of water. Gulp. Okay, now. You've made two mistakes. You got excited about his personality and therefore couldn't see what he was. That's like women do that. They don't mean to, but some actually exercise that advantage. So therefore, they look like love. And you get married, or you get into them, you wake up one morning losing a war you didn't know you were fighting. That's my favorite way of saying it. So I say to you, what you've lost is your mind. What the average American has lost is intuition. And Jesus says, how is it you can tell the storm is coming from afar, but you cannot see the danger, the political danger, that's what he's meant about it. And you can see the danger of now. See that? That's not exactly the same words. And then you got this business of being thought of a terrorist. Not terrorist, but didn't want to be called a hater of religion, but a racist. You don't want to be called a racist. So I say to you, if the president was white, he would have been thrown out of his throne a long time ago. But because you are basically, not everyone, but nearly all of you, a bunch of cowards, and you're afraid of being called a racist, you will pay for this for the rest of your life. There may be no world back. See, the world will not be destroyed by those who do evil, but by those who watch them without doing anything. Albert Einstein. That's most of you. You see, the bad guys march. 1, 2, 3, 4. We don't want this bloody war. That kind of stuff. You see? And they burn down places. And they don't get punished. And they threaten the police. And your government encourages them. So the police can't do their job. So you got more murders, more dangers. You've emboldened the enemy. So it will fall to you to be divided between those Obama loves and the ones he doesn't love. He certainly doesn't love me. But I'm not afraid. Life, the only thing that life is worth is trials and tribulations, to show that you are, have God in your heart. That's it. It's all about that, isn't it? All right, now we're going to take my thoughts, my calls, I'm sorry. 800-866-8883.
With Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. The number is 800-866-8883. I will continue my subject matter in a different way after this caller, unless the other caller is 800-866-8883. What I will show you, just to set the second hour of the first hour up, is how to overcome your emotional state under stress. Stress is another name for temptation. Another name for temptation is hypnotic state. and that is permanent. In other words, when you go to a carnival or you see me do that hypnosis demonstration, which you can go to the internet and Google Roy Masters hypnosis demonstration. It is a lesson, a vital lesson in what you are. And you will see from yourself, from what I do, just quickly, you see what I do to a person who volunteers, and I tell him I'm going to do, make him do this or that. It happens to be his shoes. And then he won't believe that I made him do it, even though I told him to do it, and he remembers me telling him to do it, still thinks it's his own idea. You've got to see that, because most of the nation, nearly all of the nations, you can do that to it. I can do this on my podium right now. As a matter of fact, I do it every day, and you may not see it. And sometimes I blanketly come out and actually say, I'm going to do this. And if you heard me say this, and if you hate me while I'm saying it, you're going to die. Now, I just want to say something quickly. You might say, well, that's a terrible thing to say if you don't believe what I'm saying. No, you don't have to believe it. You just have to hate what is true. Now, you can hate somebody and not die, and they can yield themselves to you to not to be hurt anymore, to have some peace, but there is no peace. No, you can do that. So, but when I say it, I'm warning you that the people who intimidate you, as the government intimidates you, beginning with your president, who's a Marxist, the purpose is to kill you slowly, to take your life away mentally, so that you'll not see him in a bad light, but in a good light. And in exchange for that, he will give love and benefit to those who like him. In other words, Obama loves the worst in a person, as Hitler loves the worst in people, and rewards them for obeying him and doing his wickedness. That you have in this country. See, I'm sorry, it's mostly black, my dear friends. I got lots of friends, and they're beautiful people, but the ones in the inner cities are finished, they're programmed, and they owe their life to the one that keeps them, gives them your tax money, and so on and so forth. Don't need to say more. So, just before I take my call, 800-866-8883, I've got to just find a way to finish this, because there's so much to it. Is that the person who is irritating to you, it could be your wife, it could be your children, but it could be those who really know what they're doing, and those are the dangerous ones, and they're listening to me, there's millions of them. And so they're afraid, because I'm on the radio, I'm explaining to how to defend yourself against wicked people, and people who hurt you and degrade you and demoralize you, whether it's spiritual, whether it's, you know, religious, whether it's political, you know, it's the same thing, same mindset, in just different places. So they want to literally make you a slave. And they do that by intimidating you into submission. And if you respond to it, you die. You die to them. Now, you're a good person, but you die to them. You die to evil. You're dying to the bully. You're dying who was that? Dracula. Let's call him Dracula. You're giving your life force to him. You're giving something. You're yielding. Now, at the same time, you could also rebel. Then when you rebel, you start to be crazy. And how do they catch you? You say you have anxiety. How do you get rid of the anxiety? Well, you've lost your common sense. And that's the reason why you have anxiety and all kinds of problems. So then you go to the doctor. But in the doctor these days, for the most part, not all, or all too many, the real ones are beginning to leave. See, Obamacare. They can't handle that anymore. So what you got is foreign doctors and with intent to really kill you. 500,000 older people die every year, but they didn't have to die. They just delayed a little longer before before they die. They just maybe minutes, maybe an hour, but there's no more doctors on call in any hospital anymore. See, so you may have a nurse, but nurse can't save you. She can't do the things that doctors do. She can't. She can't give you what you need without asking the doctors, which may take several hours. Then you die. That's why it's up to 500,000 in 1 year. And you want to kill the old people because they remember how America was. I'm an old person. I remember how America was. I'm an American. See? I am an Englishman, but I'm a dual citizen, but I love both countries, but this one was the best. So I became American. So can you hear me speaking American? I don't hear you speaking American, not many. I hear people cheering, but not doing. See? So what I'm saying is, it's not cruel for me to say, if you see me stand up to you, if you hear me on the radio speaking truthfully, but in such a way that it reveals the art of the kill of us. The art of the kill is to intimidate you. What if I could show you how to intimidate the intimidator, not by going, nah, 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 they're back, but by not reacting at all and not even knowing how to react. I mean, not that you cannot be angry if you tried. Anger is taken away from you, but another force is there. And so you'll see that everything changes, because the reason why a bully can have your way, he can sense your weakness, and then he can test it by entering it into some kind of verbose say things to you, cruel things, and pushing around and calling all kinds of names. And you can sense the energy. But I don't sense it. I feel nothing. It doesn't matter. So the whole idea is to elicit a reaction by testing you to see if you'll give in or get angry over him. And then you give him the reason to hurt you and to destroy you and give you a traumatic experience. And anybody who meets you now can do that to you. But not to me. Not to me, because if I'm going to die, I'm going to die in a good way. There's not much left for me. And I've enjoyed it, my journey. You can't tell you how I enjoyed it. Even though my kids don't turn out as good as they need to be, hopefully they will. Some do, some don't. But we're not a perfect family. And I can't perfect an individual who's not very ready to be understood, even by their own family. They're free to be who they are and what they want to become. And if they don't take look at what their dad does, that's their problem, see. That's their problem, and I do try. But I'm coming to something. I'm just bringing my own family into it just for a second, because they're not any different from the others, except I know how to fix them if they want. I know how to give them a good start. If my wife doesn't get in the way, there's something else we need to talk about. But that's 64 years now, so it's water under the bridge. What I'm saying is, I'm not a bad person, and I'm not heartless when I say to you, my audience, and what bad ones are there. People, everybody's got problems. And people got problems may, at first, flinch at some of the things I say. But that's not the same as hating me. And some might hate me and say, then after a while they feel guilty and they say, Roy, why am I angry with Roy? He's just speaking his heart. It's America. But then there's a wonderful change in you when you see that, because if I'm really speaking truth, if truth is speaking through me, then that's magical. But for the enemy, the one that wants to kill you, understanding, kill you little bits at a time. Little bits at a time. Then you have a murderer who does it all at once. He's really hungry. You've got ISIS. You can't wait to torment you and torment you and torment you and leave you alive. They got more people's heads to cut off. See? That's their pleasure. Degrade. They never see themselves. Have a high from that. Sick. See? That is the dark side. But you've got to be careful that the dark side doesn't get in you. So for your sake, good people listening, be careful. Be careful when I say things about women, about men, about life. Understand, I mean no harm to you. And I chastise you so that you might be pure. That's what Jesus says, basically. If you use the correct word, there's a better word than that. He said it much more sophisticated. But that's my job. To speak truthfully every day. And to show you where you're wrong. Which is most people, even good people, don't want to see that. They want to see they're wrong. They want to continue doing the wrong thing, but they want to try to fix it themselves. You can't fix it yourself. What some stripe somebody gave you. Some condition they put inside you. And altered your allegiance to the darker sides of everything. So, when I say to you wicked ones out there, and you know who you're wicked because you're starting to react to me, it's already happening. The very fact that I'm speaking this way quietly, the very fact that every word I say is simple and pure, with no fancy words, just 800 words, in the English, the basic ones of the English language. I try to avoid all those fancy words to make it simple. If you get upset with me, and I don't get upset with you, you start to get hungry. So I hope you heard the last 10 minutes. Because I was, just let me say it again, because I can't do it all over again. I'll take my calls in a minute, 800-866-8883. What I'm saying is, will be for the same with you. If you are in a bar or in a place, or find somebody walking down the street and somebody wants to take your wallet or something, there's a way you're at that will give them the power to take you, to kill you, to take your money, take your life. But there's also a power in you that can stop that without any effort. In other words, their spirit meets mine. We're not talking about Nazis. We're talking about average people who are somehow broken. And so you don't know which is the wicked one purposely do it. You got the thief on the cross that was a thief, and the thief on the cross that was a good thief, and there was a bad one, but they both had the same behavior, so you can't tell which one is bad. So you have to treat them all at the same time. Forgive them, Father, for they know what they do. And I'm saying forgive. Don't get upset with them. What you have within you is precious, and it will keep you from being upset. It will protect you from giving yourself to that person when they start to dig you and intimidate you, see, and make fun of you. See, you stand calm, honest calm, not just looking like you're calm. Really are calm because the Spirit of God is within you. It has a tremendous effect on them. They usually walk away and leave you alone, or make you a friend. You know, this guy's pretty tough. You know, they make a little joke of it to overcome the fact that he can't overcome you. etc., etc., etc. All right. So, one more thing. So when I say, I will kill the evil in a person, but if the evil is the driving force of the evil that he loves and obeys, he will more quickly die from what I say. Be careful how you listen to me. You don't have to hate me. You don't have to like me, but don't hate me. Be careful. You're dealing with not an ordinary person. Okay, you'll be right.
With Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay. Now, my dear friends, I do hope that you listen to my program from the beginning. And you know from your own experience that I know how to overcome. I'm the only one, perhaps, on earth that knows how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. And I want to cry sometimes. But 22 soldiers kill themselves, ladies, women, and men. And they don't need to. I'm sitting here. I haven't set up an organization and hidden behind it because they call me, the media called me a cult leader. So for years and years and years. So I set up a non-profit organization and separated myself from it, which is military, to distribute the CDs and everything, but it went wrong. So I spent all the money on that. And so I'm asking you to do one thing, is if I've helped you, just, you don't have to spend any money, just everybody you meet, you know, get to know them. He says, you know, but you sit on an airplane and he says, my name's Roy. Hello, what's your name? Then it happens. And what do you do? Oh, I'm a carpenter. And what do? I help people. Oh, what do you mean by that? And I start to explain it. I win a convert right there. And what's your website? I give it to him. He does it. That's good. Everywhere I go. I don't go everywhere now. I'm everywhere now only on radio. But you're strong. You can go. You can live it. And pay it forward. But paying it forward is not money to the people. Don't pay them to go to my website, the FHU.com. And there's one website which only has the meditation on it, 7-minute meditation. It's antidote for all. You need to take them to that one first. So there's no religiosity, no stink of it, excuse the expression. No smell of it, excuse the expression. Because that's how they see it. They probably had a parent who just pushed them into religion and said, that's religion, I want nothing to do with it. I get that. It's hard to break. But you send them to that site, antidote for all, antidotesforall.com. They'll get there. And the magic begins. Spread it. Because as you spread it, people get their intuition back. They can see what's coming. But most of you can't see what's coming because you're drugged. Illegal drugs is a drug. You've got to be careful. It alters the way you see things. For the most part, sometimes it does. It wouldn't to me, because when I walk out the hospital, it goes away. I don't have any need for it. The trouble is that people do have a need for drugs, illegal or legal, because they will not look at themselves. And they enjoy the pleasure, since it's free to most people, to have a lot of attention and take home some drugs and go on living the way they are. See, so to sum up, every person who is cruel to you, if your wife is cruelty, your husband is cruel. There's something in them that wants to control you, and if not, kill you slowly. And there's no mark on you. You can kill people, demoralize a whole country, and they're as good as dead because they can never speak up. If you can't speak up, you're as good as dead. And here's the chance for you to stand up, but you're afraid because you don't want to be called a racist. You little weasel. You ought to be bloody well ashamed of yourself. I'm not a racist. The racist is racist. Accuse others of what you do. Karl Marx. It works. All right. Having opened the program and being unfair to the lady that's listening, I'm sorry, but I need your support. And you got to do it soon, because I might not be here soon. I see it coming. And I can do what I want. I can do a program from another country, and you wouldn't know the difference. See? And you're in the big cities, you're finished. You're, especially in New York, where you can't even have guns. You're going to be, and they know it. There's an army. Obama's creating an army. You don't see it yet. It'll appear. You watch. It'll be army just as much as our army. And he'll find people who adore him to play that role. They love their Dracula. That's it. Now I'm going to tell you. Carol. Hello, Carol. What's the... pardon? Only got a... Oh, my goodness, it's a whole hour. Did I talk for a whole hour? Where did the time go? I hope time went quickly for everybody else. I lost my flock. Please support the program. You can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Now, I am going to spend the second hour talking to people. 800-866-8883. 866-8883. Start at 6 o'clock in the evening, West Coast time, weekdays, okay? And there's an answering service in the evening that can take your order if you wish. Go to my website, fhu.com. fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. You know what that means? Understanding means to stand under. So it's a foundation you understand. Understand. Something above you is giving you understanding. Because you're standing under. That's not me, of course. But it was a nice, I think it was a good way of giving a spiritual Christian radio show. Christian and Jewish radio show. It's a nice name for it. Thank you very much. Oh, just drinking a glass of milk. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Pardon me. Let me say it one more time. Please support me now. I need thousands of people to send a little amount. I want you to know that this program is not commercial. We're 501c3, which is the same status as the Catholic Church. But we're not so churchy, as you can see. I'm not that political either, as you can see. I just give you the raw stuff. And so if you don't like me, okay, I gotta go.